Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And, of course, Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we support her. We think she does a great job. And she certainly never had even one single complaint or suggestion of a complaint from any of the hundreds and hundreds of our listeners. Listeners have contacted Melody. So, Melody, thanks so very much for being with us this evening.
Well, you're quite welcome, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we always appreciate having you with us. And certainly, you know, we are living in the most amazing financial times, you know. Certainly, we were told last October that the whole financial system had collapsed, that there was no lending going on, that everything was frozen. That's why we had to pour in $700 billion, give it to Mr. Paulson, and then, of course, instead of using it to buy up the home loans like he promised, why, he gave it to his friends who worked it on Wall Street, where he used to work and made almost $1 billion. But now, of course, then we find out, of course, going to the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank and the Saletti report, that Mr. Paulson wasn't telling us that the markets weren't frozen, that lending was going on as it always had pretty well. And then we find out that J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs actually had tremendous profits in the first quarter of this year, far more than anybody had anticipated. So if the lending markets are frozen, how could these major banks be making major profits? And that doesn't even include the $12.5 billion that went to Goldman Sachs and $10 or $12 billion that went to J.P. Morgan Chase, transferred from the American people through AIG, which Mr. Paulson, who used to work for Goldman Sachs, said, oh, we can't let AIG go down, so we're going to pay off all their debts. And a lot of the money goes to his old corporation, where he still holds a lot of stock there. Some people might even, if they were suspicious and paranoid, might think there might be a conflict of interest.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of these so-called quarter profits that these banks are making certainly is just the fuzzy math that we've heard about is different accounting measures, and certainly, they're not as profitable as they seem. And things are still continuing to occur, and certainly the news out there is bad, and everybody believes that we've hit at the bottom. And, of course, you know, certainly they're going to talk about things getting better. I mean, if we go back and we look at the Depression, I mean, the unemployment rates surged, but it took, you know, several years for the Great Depression for people to really realize and agree that they were in a depression. I mean, it took all the way up to 1933. So, you know, it's going to take a while for this to process, and we're going to see various things happen along the way. And I think the most important thing that people realize is, and what they shouldn't do, is get caught up and start believing the information that is provided by Main Street to tell that things are getting better when they are not.
Well, I think, of course, that people who are out there buying homes now thinking that they're cheap, it's sort of like catching a falling knife. Do you really want to try to catch a falling knife? And I think they're laying themselves wide open. And then, of course, I think more and more people are going to lose their jobs, and more people are going to lose their homes, and we're in a downward spiral. The stock market looks so good and inviting, and that's how you get people back in the stock market, just before you pull the rug out from them once again. And it takes a long time for people to learn that you don't try to fight the trends, and the trends, of course, set by the big banks that wanted to create this whole problem. Well, how is the business going as far as gold and silver are concerned?
Well, there has been a lot of concern this time with a little bit of a pullback here that we've seen in gold in the past week. I mean, with gold going down $16 today, breaking through down to 875. So there's a little bit of concern, and you know, people are beginning to not so much the old or the true gold bugs, I should say, but to people that are new to the market and they really bought into gold to make that the big return that we talk about, the possibility of a big return. So those are the ones that are becoming a little uneasy about seeing this pullback. However, the true gold bugs see this as a buying opportunity. And so there has been concern and about what to do. Are we going to see it go lower? And they bought gold as to trade, and that's one thing that you shouldn't do. You should not trade gold. I mean, now's the time to just keep what you have, and it would be sort of foolish to trade gold in the circumstances of the crisis that we face and that we're living through. And so it is a matter of financial survival, and I don't think people should trade gold. I believe one should hold on to one's gold insurance policy. And sure, there's going to be several areas in which you know, you might be able to make a few extra of those fiat dollars and so forth. But in the opposite end of that, you would in turn lose your gold. So I think it's a time that we just hold, we wait, because again, we're on this path and we haven't seen the bottom. And you know, the focus is on the banks. But yet, everywhere else, if you look around to the smaller communities and the loss of people's jobs, things are continuing to erode.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that sometimes there's a time just to sit on the sidelines. The very, very few people can trade this sort of a market. You have to have nerves of steel. And you've got to be able to short. And most people don't like to short. And yet you get, the only way to get ahead is to be able to short and then go long and go short. I was very interesting. I was reading an analysis by actually in the Wellington Letter, which I think is a very, very good source of information. And they were saying that the people who are investing in the stock market today are seldom there of more than a day or two at the most. In other words, they get in and they get out and they do not try to ride this, because you don't know when it's going to go up and when it's going to go down, and you certainly never would want to be there for any period of time, because you can certainly get whipsawed. This is the most uncertain market, both in gold and silver and gold and the stock market, that I've ever seen in the 47 years I've been following it.
Oh, the changes have been extreme.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody Cederstrom is our guest, and she was just saying that certainly this is not a market that you want to try to trade gold or trade silver, and I was just commenting that you shouldn't try to trade the stock market. None of us are smart enough to do this, and the people who are professional traders, the average one is there for a day and maybe a day and a half at the most, and then they are out. Because you don't know what's going to happen. They can run this thing up. It's all manipulated, and you're not smart enough unless you're a professional. And even if you are a professional, even some of the smartest people in evaluating markets have been wiped out over the last 6 months as far as this market is concerned. So there's a time to sit on the sidelines, and do not listen to Cramer. Do not listen to anybody you hear on television telling you this is the time to buy. Because I don't think it's the time to buy at all. So anyway, of course, Melody is saying that a lot of people are concerned that gold was down strongly today. What was it, $16?
It was down $16, over 20 earlier in the day.
All right, fine. So basically, you know, you can't worry about it. The markets are manipulated. They're the big markets over in Japan are manipulated. It's in Goldman Sachs is in there, and they're selling short to drive the price down. They don't have the product. They're simply selling what they don't have, and because they know they can drive the prices down. And of course, it's manipulation of the stock market. But you don't expect that the Commodities Exchange Board is going to come in and do anything about it to you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Melody, I think that this is such an exciting time to be able to sit back and watch. But the tragedy is so many people are in the market now. and they're waiting for their stocks to come back again, and they're really sort of elated. They've come back from almost 660 back up to well over 8,000. But I think, of course, it's only a matter of time before they plunge again. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I believe most of the people out there are basically in the NASDAQ, and if we remember where the NASDAQ was at, it was, you know, 5,000 back in the early 2000s. So, you know, it's never recovered. And now we're looking at the NASDAQ around, you know, 16, 1700. So people never regained their wealth in that area. And again, we talk about it many times in this program where the Dow is a barometer. It makes people feel good, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to sway public opinion. They're trying to make people feel a little more confident, and so they, you know, go out and start buying things and make them feel good, and that's what the Dow is all about. Dow is just like gold is a barometer of the bad things are happening. The Dow is, you know, a barometer of to make people feel good, and this is what they focus on. And any time you go in, I mentioned before, you go into these G20 meetings, you go into holidays, you know, where families get together, you're always going to see a big move into the markets, because they know people get together and this is what they talk about, and it's exactly what we've seen. And we've seen that big move up to 8,000. And again, you can watch the markets on a, you know, if you watch it most of the day, you can see how, you know, the big gains come in at the end, you know, the last hour of trading. That's not normal trading. You know, gold was down $12 all day long. At the last minute, you know, the market went up over 100 points. It settled down about 95, and then you saw the additional pressure on gold. That's not normal trading.
No, of course, and I think people have to really realize that there's something called the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's the Working Group on Financial Markets, and they manipulate the stock market, and they manipulate commodities, and they manipulate gold and silver, and it's perfectly legitimate. They have an indefinite amount of money. They're the Federal Reserve, which can create money out of nothing. They're the U.S. Treasury, which can create money out of nothing. The Commodities and Exchange Board, the SEC, and they were authorized under the Reagan administration to keep the market from just collapsing at any one time. But once you establish a government agency, you can be sure that it will perpetuate itself. And once you give power to people, they will misuse that power to their own advantage. And if you knew that the market was going to go up and down, couldn't you make a lot of money? And they do make the market go up and down. And you very often see the market will be down all day long, and then in the last 10 minutes, just before closing, why, suddenly it'll shoot up. Is that what it did today?
It was about in the last half hour, last 45 minutes, yeah. But it was the same yesterday also. And it was pretty much like that all week long, I believe. But,
that's the Working Group on Financial Markets, also known as the Plunge Protection Team. Once you understand it, why, of course, you can make sense out of what's going on. Well, somebody just called in, and they said, will gold hold its value in a one-world currency? Will gold hold its value in a one-world currency? What do you think, Melody?
Well, I think it will, because I believe in that one-world currency, it will be backed by gold. Because you can't have a world full of fiat currencies, and so you need to have something to stabilize it. And whether they like gold or not, they're going to have to add something to, you know, if they continue with the basket of currencies, it will have to be backed by gold. If it's not gold in itself, I think gold will play a very important part with the monetary system globally. I just don't believe anyone really knows how much and to what degree, but it will play a very important part, and probably a very big part.
Well, there is a fellow named Ben Stile who is on loan to the Council on Foreign Relations from the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Now, for those of you who don't know, the CFR is the real power in our government, at least it was until 1973 when David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission, which really sort of is the main organization. CFR is not quite as important as it used to be, but Ben Stile came from the Royal Institute, which is the comparable organization in Great Britain and the Commonwealth nations. They were all organized at the same time, really figuratively, 1918, 1921, to be the financial and political control of the world. But Ben Stile wrote, and he's written several articles since he's been a fellow at the CFR, talking about the necessity of a one world currency. It would be privately issued and backed by gold. We do know, of course, that one of the women who is a member of the Rockefeller family had talked about how, you know, the Rockefellers were buying up a great deal of gold, and they were, this was keeping it stored overseas. And, of course, every time you hear a central bank sells, you know, 100 tons of gold or 50 tons of gold, did you ever wonder who buys that gold? Nobody ever asked that, but according to this lady, why, of course, the Rockefellers were buying the gold. She made the statement publicly, and you never guess what happened. Just a few weeks later, she tripped and fell out of a very high the hotel window and plunged to her death. And that was the end of the lady who opened her mouth just once too often. And so when you know the secrets that are put up on the other side, you certainly don't want to let them out. If the Rockefellers are buying gold and holding gold overseas, maybe that's a pretty good idea. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I think so. And, you know, these Rockefellers and I mean, you know, they're all part of these central banks. So basically anything that, you know, is in the central bank, they own. So, you know, I mean, it is a very big part of their lives. They understand it. Because your wealth has to be measured against something. And you cannot measure your wealth with debt or fiat currencies. So, you know, it has to be measured with something. And gold has always been that measure of wealth. It is wealth. And I don't believe it will ever lose that status. It is a currency, and it will always be looked at as a currency. As much as they try to, you know, shade the belief that it is more of a commodity, it isn't. It's a currency. I mean, this is why they put so much pressure on gold, and this is why they don't want gold to rise. But I do believe as much as they manipulate it and keep it from rising to the price where it should be, I also believe that one day they will let it rise because they own it and they understand what they're going to have to do in the future. I believe the fiat currencies and the process and the where we're at today is part of their agenda, part of the way in which to achieve what they want.
And I hope that answers the caller's question. And I would simply suggest that any of our listeners out there who want to really understand what's happening should go out to their search engine on their computer or get one of your friends who has a computer and just type in Gold and Freedom, Alan Greenspan. Gold and Freedom, Alan Greenspan. And you get the article he wrote in 1966 where he just simply said that gold is the only way to protect wealth. The people who run the welfare state don't want you to be able to protect your wealth, but if you want to protect your wealth, this is the way to do it. And actually, you can find on the Internet, they have simply little glimpses of little portions of a speech that Congressman Ron Paul gave within the last 6 months, where he actually talked to Alan Greenspan, accosting him after one of the House Banking Committee meetings, and he had a copy of Alan Greenspan's 1966 talk, Gold and Freedom. He asked Mr. Greenspan if he would initial it or autograph it, and Alan Greenspan very graciously took it, started to write his name, and then Congressman Ron Paul said, "Well, would you like to write down that you disavow what you wrote in 1966? And according to Ron Paul, and you can actually hear this on the Internet, Alan Greenspan looked at him and said, "I recently reread the article, and I wouldn't change one word of it. I've recently reread the article, and I wouldn't change one word of it." I heard this story, same story, from Ron Paul's press secretary, and I've used it many times, but you can actually hear that on the Internet. Fascinating, available through a search engine. It's actually on the YouTube. No pictures, just the sound. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The wicked people will try, of course, to deprive you of your gold, try to discourage you from owning it. But they're collecting it, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think they're collecting it? Why? Because they're going to make a great deal of money. The way it works is they win, we lose. At least that's the way they want. Well, Melody, certainly we're living in exciting times. Mm-hmm. What the things would you like to bring out for this evening?
Well, I've been getting a lot of phone calls.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
People in government are intent upon destroying the value of our currency. They are, obviously. They know exactly what they're doing. They did the same thing over in Zimbabwe. They financed Mugabe's government as they literally destroyed the value of the currency and impoverished the people. And I've always had the feeling that this was sort of a trial run to see how it would work in modern times. In a first world prosperous nation, an affluent nation, where both the black and the white live far above the standard of anything else in Africa, other than perhaps South Africa. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it was really very interesting. I was reading an article. They say about 1.7 million people lost their homes last year. 1.7 million people. They anticipate that this year it'll be up to maybe 2.1 million people will lose their homes. And I think that that is probably the most ridiculous statement I ever heard. I believe it's probably going to be 3 to 4 million people are going to lose their homes. There are up to 10 million homes are going to be lost before this is over with. And what's happening, of course, is people lose their jobs. There's just no way they can borrow money. There's no way to make the payments. And simply, the homes are going to be foreclosed on. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, the other big bankers, have had sort of a moratorium on foreclosures here for 2 or 3 months, waiting to see if the Obama administration was going to do anything. They haven't. I don't think it's really all sort of window dressing anyway, because, of course, these are the people who control the Obama administration. And you see the people from the big banks in key positions directing what's going on today, but they can't let the American people know that. So basically, they're going to begin their foreclosures again. And, of course, we're going to see this cycle of falling home prices begin to pick up here in the next few months. And I feel so sorry, because so many good, hardworking people who never thought this would happen to them, they just don't have any savings in the bank. And once they lose their job, even though that they had a prime loan, those prime loans are going to go into default as well. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, if you agree, you disagree, give us a call. Go right ahead, Melody.
Well, it is the job losses in the past several months have just been staggering. And, of course, they don't talk about this as the report was released, and I believe it was the first time that the unemployed has passed the 6 million. And, of course, that is a staggering number that continues to increase. And so, I mean, it's difficult. Plus, when you do lose your job, when you go out and you begin looking for a job, you can't replace the pay. I mean, you go from a decent wage to minimum wage. So it's very difficult to continue your lifestyle, your standard of living when you go from a decent wage to minimum wage.
Well, it's really so interesting. We hear the people being interviewed and saying, well, what are you going to do with all this money that you're going to get from Obama? You know, you're going to get money this way and money that way. And the Obama administration is just giving away money to try to stimulate the economy. In other words, basically we have a problem. We have a financial collapse because we had excessive borrowing and spending. So what's the solution? Why are we going to have more borrowing and spending to try to get out of the problem we got into by borrowing and spending? And nobody ever points out that what we need is savings and production, not the spending and consumption. But they do have a plan. They don't want production in this country. That is why they're in financing and subsidizing major corporations to move out of this country. And they don't tell you that General Motors has, I think, 8 automotive plants over in communist China. They have plants in Russia. They have plants in South America. General Motors, which we're subsidizing, has planned for a long time to move its factories out of this country to get away, of course, from its union contracts. But we can't tell the American people that's the real plan. And, of course, they'll be able to produce their cars much cheaper over in China and bring them in here. And all those people who had their union pensions and health care, and they were set for life, are going to wake up one day and find out that there is a different agenda. And, of course, General Motors is working in concert with the people who really run our country, because, of course, by keeping the tariffs down or no tariffs at all, then it's very easy to bring cars into the United States produced in other countries there will be very little, if any, American automotive manufacturing. Toyota, Honda will be here, and they're producing better cars anyway. We'll be back in just a moment.
the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Melody Cedarstrom, and I love that song, Melody.
Beautiful.
I bet he has. It brings back a lot of memories. At one time, they used to play that song regularly here in America, but because the wicked people control the music industry, they don't want that song played because they don't want people to love America. They want a multicultural, multilingual society, and they want to destroy love of country and love of family. And of course, they want to replace it with this reverence for this coming one world government. Well, anyway, as you're talking to the people, and I'm sure they're concerned about the pullback and the price of gold and silver, and yet I agree with you. I think this is only a total manipulation. But sooner or later, why, gold and silver are going to go because, of course, other countries are buying this up. People in other countries are buying this up. What's really very interesting, I don't know if you've noticed, but the reports are that China is buying up large amounts of copper and other minerals. They've got all these dollars. They want to get out of the dollars. And so they're going to go out in the markets, and especially now the price of a lot of the commodities are down. They're laying in massive stores of copper and nickel and steel and iron and all of these things that they're going to be able to convert into manufactured goods in the new future. Have you heard about that at all?
Yes, I did see where they're buying up large amounts of copper. And again, they understand the future, where it's heading. They're hoarding. And, of course, they will be in control of all this. But, again, look at the products that we receive. Just like I believe it was the board for construction. I can't think of the term for it.
It's called the drywall. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Melody Cedarstrom. She was just talking about the products we get from China. I mean, we've seen the toys coming in laden with, of course, with lead. We've seen the milk and milk products contaminated with melamine, which, of course, created death and all sorts of problems with our health. And now, of course, the drywall. I don't know how many houses have been built with this drywall that is emanating all sorts of toxic substances, which are actually eroding the pipes, the copper pipes. And you know, there's literally millions of American homes built with cheap imported drywall plasterboard from China. And, of course, a lot of these people are going to have to just tear out the whole inside of their house and rebuild it again. They can't stand the odor, and it is having a toxic effect on them and everything there. Well, but before we go on, again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I don't know what happened to Luke, who was calling us from Flint, Michigan, but if you'd like to give us a call back. But Melody, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get to your website, get information from you.
First, they can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. And, Chris, you've been at this game. How long have you been in the gold and silver business?
Oh, about 14, 15 years. And we opened up Discount Gold and Silver back in early of 95. And so we just do things a little bit differently. We offer great prices, and, you know, my competitors, we can usually do a really save people lots of money, but we also give great advice, too. And again, we take so many factors into consideration when we give opinions and we put together portfolios for people, and we make them become a part of it, and so they can make it an informed decision. And lots of times people know what they want, and they end up buying what someone, you know, wants them to buy. And so they lose their goals in purchasing gold and silver. So we don't do that. We listen. And so I encourage, and just like the lady that called about somebody wanting her to trade her gold for silver, she told me she didn't know what to do, and she wanted an opinion. And when I told her, she says, you know, she says, I thought that also. But these salespeople, they're very strong. They're very good. And so they can, so just be careful.
Be very, very careful. They just like your oldest friend, you know. They're just so friendly with you. And but of course, that's only as long as they think they can utilize you. Never, if somebody gives you a call that you haven't solicited, always be very, very concerned about it. Well, certainly we're very simply talking about how the Chinese are today, they have about $1.9 trillion dollars, and most of that, I should say, dollars in reserves, and most of that is in U.S. dollars. So they don't want to get stuck with the dollar because they know the dollar is going to fall in value. So they're going all over the world, and they're buying up copper, and they're buying up nickel, and they're buying up iron ore, and they're just storing all of these things in China for the time when they feel that the economy will change. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, and they'll have all of these things on hand. But they want to be in something that has intrinsic value. They do not want to be in a fiat money that has absolutely no backing behind it, and the value is being progressively destroyed because the Fed is just creating all sorts of new money. It's actually creating the money to pay off the debts of the United States, because other countries aren't coming in and buying the debt as they have in the past. And so China has cut back dramatically in its purchase of American treasury bills and the bonds from many of the other government-supported enterprises, and they call them GSEs, government-sponsored enterprises. And so I think if China does that, other countries are going to do that as well. And, of course, if they stop buying our bonds, we, of course, simply have to monetize all of our debt. And with that, of course, comes the destruction of the value of the currency. And people really don't understand that this has happened literally hundreds of times throughout history, where irresponsible governments, to pay their debts, simply create more and more and more money. It's not that the people in charge are stupid. They know what they're doing, because, of course, as Alan Greenspan said in his book, The Age of Turbulence, there is no better way that to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. And that is what they're intentionally and purposely doing today. Well, you know, do you think, Melody, that the average person has any idea really what happens when governments begin to monetize their currency, begin to create money out of nothing to pay off debts?
No, I don't think they do. I think they have I believe the word trillion is beginning to get to them. I think they're beginning to realize that there's consequences when the number of dollars of what's being spent, that there's going to be severe consequences, and they know it's headed not in the correct direction, and that the problems that we have are not being addressed. So they do realize that, but I don't think they, a lot of them know much more than that, unless they listen to alternative radio and hear the explanations and so forth. I mean, it is a very difficult subject, and many people don't have the time to do their research. They've been caught up in this, in the materialistic world, and with their children, and they've been kept busy for a purpose, and so they haven't had the time. Is that an excuse? No, but I believe that's why people really don't understand the true depth. And I think also, even people who listen to alternative radio and do know what's going on, so many cannot understand why the system hasn't completely fallen apart. And I mean, we are in a crisis. The system hasn't collapsed. The system will need to be purged, and when one falls, another one arises. But the length of time that this is taking, and so we expect, we can't imagine, everybody expects it to happen today, and there, you hear so many dates that are given on various programs and so forth, and we just can't follow those dates. We don't know when these things are going to happen. We really have to look at the long term. Where will we be at 3 years from now? If you know, as things continue to progress in the manner that it has, that's what you have to look at, and be prepared today. That's the key, because we don't know when the big crisis will come. We don't know when the major changes will come in the future.
Well, I think that they're coming. I think the one thing we can say with certainty is that this is not going to be over in 2010 or 2011 or 2012. This is going to go on for a long, long time. And they're going to see the continued contraction of the economy. The whole world economy is contracting. I mean, you look at Japan, their production is down dramatically, being 20, 30, 40%. Certainly the same thing is happening in Taiwan. The same thing is happening in China. I mean, the international trade is simply about stopped. I mean, the countries of Eastern Europe can't pay their debts. The countries of Western Europe that have been lending money to the countries of Eastern Europe are wondering how they're ever going to recoup the money that they've lent, and a lot of them are not going to, and a lot of the major banks, even in Switzerland, are in real trouble today. And Switzerland has always had, certainly responsible lending patterns, but everybody saw the gravy train. What a wonderful opportunity. Look at all the money we could lend, we could make by simply lending money to these people, and they'd be paying us interest. Pay their money back with interest. The trouble is, what happens when you lend money to a country that can't pay the debt back with interest? Then what do you do? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Even Great Britain. People are talking about the possibility that Great Britain may not be able to meet its debt obligations. And, of course, since they cannot simply just print money as we do, they could very well default on their debts. In fact, the people who lend money, ensure, that people are going to be paid for the bonds, the British bonds they take out, have raised the price of insurance extremely high. But they're even doing that here in the United States, because many of the people who are writing insurance policies on U.S. Treasury bonds, I suspect that those bonds may not be paid off at some time in the future. Have you heard any talk about that, Melody?
Yes, I have. And there's all kinds of things that can happen in the future. A lot of these bonds won't be paid. And I was just reading earlier about these pension funds where so many of them, they're down by, almost $2 trillion. And cities like Philadelphia, they're trying to get federal money. Like Philadelphia, they're trying to get money to bolster their pension funds, and which they've lost 50% in just the last year and a half. So a lot of these bonds and so forth will certainly not be paid.
Well, Chris, a lot of the cities, have had fantastic pensions for their employees, because, of course, the Public Services Employees Union has backed political candidates, got them elected, and to pay back the union that got them elected, of course, they voted phenomenal pensions and health care and all these things for cities. You work for the city for 20 years, you retire on full salary and live out the rest of your life, or go out and get another job, he said. And you can. Still, many of the people will be young enough to get another job, and then, of course, they can maybe even get a pension out of that, and then they can get another job. And this thing goes on and on, and what happens eventually is the cities are not going to be able to pay their pensions. And then what happens? And they're just going to have to default on their obligations because they were extracted to them unfairly. Certainly we see up this up in San Francisco. We see this in the Santa Clara and San Jose areas here in California with these fantastic pensions for public employees unparalleled. Certainly in the private industry, other than maybe the automotive industry, you can't get pensions like you can get if you work for the government. But just as General Motors is not able to continue paying that, why the cities and counties are not going to be able to pay it. Here in California, of course, they're trying to get the people to vote for increased taxes, you know, and we're going to have an election sometime in a month or two, and we're supposed to vote higher taxes so we can keep our schools open, so we can keep, you know, the state government going. And I really fear, of course, an awful lot of those people are going to an awful lot of people, and I'm going to be one of them, who are going to vote against higher taxes. Because I think that, of course, they're robbing the people to give it to special interest groups. And I really believe that, and I'm hoping and praying that Propositions 1A and 1B and 1C are going to go down here in California. We've got to take the money away from them, because if you give the money to government, it'll be spent irresponsibly. Well, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Steve calling from Illinois. Steve, do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, a small comment. One question, if you please, to Melody and yourself, perhaps. You know, this has all been set up in my mind for 30 years from Reagan on. And they're not going to be able to not only meet the private pensions, but the Social Security 2010, when en masse the people will come rightfully for their money that they saved in Social Security. That's where I think the real trouble is going to begin. And this is all set up. You see no one, hardly, going to jail for a scam a minute. They removed all the laws and any checks and balances. And it's just the, you know, I don't know, I can't see too much really coming about that isn't going to be a real dangerous time in 2010, not 2012, 11, 2010. Now, Melody, I was wondering if you would know, I guess we have like a $3.4 trillion outgo budget from the Obama administration. Now, do you happen to know what income or ingo for that outgo is made up of? I can tell you, there's three tiers. Your biggest one is your personal individual income taxes paid by the citizenry, you know, for their income taxes, and that's $1.2 trillion going in for the outgo. Next one is Social Security. And that's what they're using right now. That comes to about $982 billion, not quite a trillion. We'll round it $1.2 trillion for the first one. We'll just make it $2 trillion. The last one is comprised of $250 billion, and that is corporation taxes, licenses, and fees that the government charges across this land for various usages. Now, a lot of people don't realize that corporations are not paying taxes. Oh, sure, there's a whatever the percentage rate is, 27%, 28%, but there's so many loopholes by this Congress that's in bed with them that there's nobody paying anything. And that's why they're all moving out, because now they're going to be asked to do something for this country as the country has done for them. And they keep crying that, oh, we got to give them more tax breaks and that. My land, they are paying nothing now as we speak. And we're still going to have a trillion-something deficit, because that only comes to whatever, you know. Not.
Well, they're talking about a $1.2 to $1.4 trillion deficit, but I think they're lying. I think it's going to be closer to $2 trillion deficit,
sure,
in this one year. Do you have any thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, he absolutely is correct. I remember, you know, back in the, well, it used to be the corporations used to pay the majority of the taxes. But he's also, you're also correct, because, you know, there is no money. Social Security is nothing but a vault of IOUs. And soon you're going to have Medicare will be going bankrupt. And so, I mean, our actual debt is, you know, anywhere, you hear numbers anywhere from $55 trillion to $75 trillion. And certainly it's not the $9 trillion that's claimed by the government. So
I hear the music. It's absolutely criminal of what they're doing. And why nobody goes to jail? I mean, it's just going to go on and on and on if you're not going to put anybody into jail for it, and all these administrations are together on it. I think Rome is burning, and we're fiddling, and we should be, I don't know, physically, whatever, getting this Congress off, because they're not doing anything for the people ourselves.
Steve, what we got to do is educate the people, and you help us get the information out, will you? God bless.
You bet.
Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody. And Sydney, you know, Melody, we often hear that, Sydney, it's just this top of 5% of the population of the rich people are paying something like 60.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You got a state income tax pretty close to 10%. So that's almost 48-49% of everything you make over $250,000 is going to be in that tax bracket. Then you're going to have your sales tax and your automobile tax and your automobile registration tax and your gasoline tax and all the other taxes superimposed upon that. Why bother? Then, of course, they're going to take away your deductions. Why bother to work? And that's how you destroy a nation. Melody, we're out of time. I want you one more time to get out your telephone number and website for our listeners.
It's 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilver.com. silvertrading.net. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. And I do encourage anyone who, if they have any questions on anything, that they can always give me a call and, you know, we'll answer the best that we can.
God bless. Thanks very
Thank
much,
you.
Melody. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Melody. Let me just mention, we have a great new 4-CD set. It's called basically the Financial Armageddon. That's Financial Armageddon. And we think it's well worthwhile. We, have, of course, have that book of The Coming Battle. It was written in 1898. But you need to read it because it was prophetic. It told how the banks were eventually going to deprive the people of their property and, of course, their future in this country. And that's exactly what's happening. Of course, Mr. Wahlberg, who wrote the book back in 1898, didn't understand the spiritual forces that energized the people who controlled the banks even at that time. And many of these people at that time were involved in the occult, and they still are today. So it's much more than greed, although greed plays a part in it. But there is a tremendous spiritual component to this whole move to collapse the world economy so that they can bring about their one world government, which has been the goal of the mystery religions for thousands of years. We have a book called The Money Creators, printed in 1935. It was written by Gertrude Coogan, and of course efforts were made to suppress this information. We have a great syllabus called Financial Armageddon, and it'll go with the talk. You can get the syllabus by itself, though. It stands by itself, and it has information that you need to have. And it has the speeches by Congressman McFadden and the Congressman Wright Patman. And, of course, it has the letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt sent to Colonel House. And you'll actually see the letter. You'll have a copy of it. Oh, back in 1933, where President Roosevelt said, "As you and I both know, why the financial elements in the major centers has owned the government of the United States since 1933, and we're going to see a replay of that battle that was fought going back to the time of Andrew Jackson. And you'll actually see that President talking about how the government was owned by financial centers, and basically by, and he didn't say center, he said centers, because it wasn't simply Wall Street, it was European banks as well. Understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. You said you would want to get my talk on the financial tsunami. It was given 3 or 4 years ago, but explains derivatives, explains everything going on today and where America's headed. Other books, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, Fiat Money Inflation in France. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out across America. And then, of course, we ask you to our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Please go to our webpage. You can certainly pull down our list of our products. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our letters. You can listen to our programs, and you can listen to them on the Internet 9 hours a day. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
And I turn through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with foam. My home, sweet home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Gunderson. Ted was, of course, an FBI agent for many years. And then, of course, he was the head of the FBI office in Los Angeles for over a number of years. How long were you there in the Los Angeles office there before you retired?
Dr. Stan, I entered on duty December 10, 1951, and retired March 30, 1979. And I was, toward the end of my career, the last 7 years, I was in charge of the FBI Memphis division, then a small office, and then a medium-sized division, Dallas, and then Los Angeles, which is the second-largest division in the country. And I was there, so that was the last 7 years of my career.
All right, fine. Because you had how many people under your command there?
I had over 700 personnel under my command and a $22.5 million budget.
Well, I guess that was an exciting time, wasn't it?
Well, it's been more exciting since I got out, Doctor.
Well, Chris Ted, of course, since he got out of that, opened his own detective agency and of course, or investigative agency. And of course, said he would get called in on all sorts of fascinating cases, whether it be the McMartin, you remember, it was on the school, McMartin School, claims that the children had been sexually and satanically abused. And, of course, read the Wall Street Journal, they'll tell you. And there was no such thing, boy. There was gross miscarriage of justice. But if you talk to Ted Gunderson, you find an entirely different story. Now, one of the people at McMartin's, I think a couple of them got off or they're out of prison, but is one of them still in? Is he getting out?
Well, no. On the McMartin case, there were originally seven indictments. And Ira Reiner, the district attorney, dismissed five of them. So they ended up two indictments, two subjects, the grandmother and the son, Ray Buckey. And they had a trial, and the grandmother was acquitted, and Ray Buckey was, there was a hung jury. So they had a second trial, and he was pronounced not guilty. It was a big cover-up, though, Doctor. And what happened was, as usual.
Well, didn't somebody go to jail for a time on that, or was what happened?
No, nobody went to jail.
All right, fine, of course.
Well, he was in jail during the trial for like 2 years. Ray Buckey was.
Right.
Yeah, but he was never convicted of it, and they let him out, of course. But I had an opportunity to. The children said there were tunnels under the school, and they were taken through the tunnels up into the trap door of the triplex next door and taken out into the community. This is three, four, five-year-old children, taken out in the community and prostituted. And, of course, everybody said, well, preposterous. Basically, everybody did. But the authorities went out in 1987 looking for the tunnels and couldn't find any. Well, in 1990, I had an opportunity to take control of the school, and what happened was the property was given by the school was given by the McMartin family to Danny Davis, the attorney, for his services, and then he sold it to a contractor, and I heard the contractor had bought it, and he was going to tear down the building and build an office building there. So I went to the contractor, and I said, look, let me go on the property for 2 weeks. And he said, he agreed, and I said, okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. All right, go right ahead, Ted.
Well, he agreed, and he said, have your attorney draw up some papers so it'll be legal. I won't have any liability and all that sort of thing. So I went on, and I hired an archaeologist, Dr. Gary Stickle, and he brought his team in. He's an archaeologist from UCLA. And within 34 days, he announced publicly that there had been tunnels under the school. They'd been filled in. And that was it. And that was right in the middle of the second trial when Ray Buckey was being tried. And I called the district attorney, and she sent an investigator out named Perez, and he wanted to argue with the archaeologists, say, oh, there's no tunnels in there. Well, they've been filled in, of course, but what happens if you take a knife, for example, an imaginary knife, and went right down through the dirt, and then you separate to the left, say, and the dirt remained on the right side of the knife, then there was an outline, and the tunnel had been filled in with soil that was foreign to that area, so you could actually see the tunnel. It was about, as I recall, about 36 inches in height, and big enough for somebody to stoop through and go through the tunnel. And of course, these were young children anyway. So there were tunnels there, and they, in the middle of the second trial, I talked to Leo Rubin, who was the district attorney, and I said, you know, there's tunnels there. We have a doctor, archaeologist who can testify to that, and they completely ignored me. This is the middle of the second trial, as I said, and Ray Buckey, of course, was acquitted. And then before the trial, actually, I shouldn't say before the trial, during the first trial when the grandmother was acquitted and Ray Buckey was hung jury, I had one of my sources tell me that the kids were taken up into Crestline Mountains, which is about 100 miles from Los Angeles. But the kids talked about getting on an airplane and flying up there. And the McMartin family had a very close friend who owned a private jet. And so my source said, I know where they were taken for, you know, some of the ritual ceremonies. And so I went up to that particular location, and right on the side of this mountain in Crestline was this unbelievable structure, probably 70, 80 yards long, and built right on the side of the mountain with a tower and with dungeons and with ovens. And it was built right on the side, and the only way you could ever see that whole structure would be from the air.
Hold that structure. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Ted Gunderson. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ted was just telling how they investigated the tunnels under the McMartin Day School, and they found they were there. The tunnels had been filled in, but of course they were filled in with dirt that was not foreign to that area. And then, of course, many of the children told stories about being taken or flown to elsewhere, to another spot where they were molested and abused. And of course, Ted actually went to that spot. And what did you see when you actually there? How far was this from Los Angeles?
Well, this was probably, it was up in the mountains. It's probably 100 miles from Los Angeles, but they were spirited up there in a private jet, and which would be nothing, maybe a 15 or a 20-minute flight, you know. But it was interesting because this compound was on the side of the mountain. There was a street there. But if you drove down the street, you could not see what was happening because the compound was over the side of the mountain. And there was a house there on the compound. And the day that the case broke in the newspapers, the house burned down. Of course, you know, burning down like that would destroy all the evidence. There was no evidence. But this was the McMartin case, and they had a two-year trial between the hearings and the trial, as I recall. The longest criminal trial in the history of our country. And Ray Buckey was he was acquitted in the second trial. No, I think it was hung jury in both trials for him. But it was a cover-up, another cover-up. And because the kids were victims of satanic cult activity, human sacrifices. And they talked about how adults cut up brown babies. Those were obviously Mexican children, and it was, that was my awakening as to the preschool situation. And then after that, there were a number of preschools around the country that were exposed, and there was basically an investigation. In some instances, other instances, I'm sure that either an investigation or otherwise, they were covered up. There's no question about that. But this element, this satanic element, Doctor, has infiltrated every level of our society, and they are active. And we're talking about high-level government officials, law enforcement, district attorneys, and just unbelievable the extent of the power that they have, and people just do not believe it. The average public doesn't believe it. Because it's been covered up for years and years and years.
So, and of course, anybody who talks about the satanic activity and the satanic covens in this country is immediately ridiculed and marginalized. And certainly that, I'm sure, has happened to you because you've been on the front lines trying to bring these things out. Now, well, basically, of course, a lot of criticism of the way the case, the McMartin case, was handled. Oh, they said, of course, the people who questioned the children were giving them all sorts of lead questions and planting these ideas in their minds. Do we know whatever happened to a lot of these children? Because how many children there were? There were dozens of children, weren't there?
What happened is the first, after the, well, what how the case broke, was a little baby came home, a child, I don't know, 3-4 years old, whatever. The mother's name was Johnson, and she noticed blood in the child's diapers. And that's how the case broke. And then, of course, later on, she made the act, she talked to the child confessed, and what they would tell the children, what they did in one instance, I know, they went into the child's home and took the child's cat hat. Mother and father were working, of course. See, the parents would drop the kids off in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. Took the child's pet cat and took the child into the school and had a satanic ceremony and sacrificed the pet cat. Now, you can imagine a little 3-4-year-old child had the trauma involved in that. And then they would tell the child, if you talk to your parents about what's going on here at the school, we will do this to your little brother or to your mother and your father. And that's how they were able to keep it quiet for years and years and years. The kids were petrified. Now, the school was built in 1966, Doctor. Does that mean anything to you? 66? 666, right? And it was, we figured out there were about 5,500 children that went through that school through the years. And after the case broke, many of these children came forward. And what happened was the children who were initially there, I mean, not initially there, but the ones who were there during the allegation, when the allegation was made, they were interviewed by therapists before they were interviewed by law enforcement. And so the defense for the Buckey family and the McMartin family was that the therapist interviewed them and planted information in their mind, their little minds. And therefore, the information that they had given to the police had been planted there, and therefore was not valid and not accurate. So that was the defense, and the children were absolutely were telling the truth, that's the basic case of the situation. And of course, in the meantime, I had quite a bit of publicity, and I personally spent like $17,000 of my own money on the case, and then the people just started coming forward. From, of course, this is on the McDonald's and also the McDonald and the McMartin case. And when I went public with the satanic cult activity, that's people just came from all walks of life to talk to me and tell me about what was really going on behind the scenes. It's very, very common. It's satanic cults are very active in this country. There's about 1.5% of the population, and I deducted this figure through three confidential sources. Number one source, South Bay of Los Angeles, population of about 200,000. And my source told me there's about 3,000 practicing Satanists there. Lincoln, Nebraska, another source, a town of about 200,000. I was told there's about 3,000 practicing Satanists there. And Iowa City, Iowa, third source told me that there's about 1,500, and Iowa City, Iowa is about 100,000. So if you project that figure, Dr. Stan, you have about 1.5% of the population, 1.5% of 3, 100 million people, is, you know, it's like, I don't know how many, 4 or 5 million people.
Sure.
And this is very common. And as a matter of fact, in the town of Gage County, Nebraska, a little town of 12,500 people, it's southeast Nebraska, which is where I've been spending my time lately because I had to flee from Las Vegas. I was being poisoned. I just talked to a source who says he's aware of 4 satanic ritual sites in the woods in that little town, in that area. The whole population of the county is about 23,000 people.
And Bruce, there's a book called The Ultimate Evil, written by Maury Torrey. It's out of print now, but I interviewed Maury Torrey, and it's fascinating as you read that book. And he talks about these satanic ritual sites in the forests, and in this one community where he was doing the investigation. Of course, he did a phenomenal job investigating the Son of Sam murders, and then of course the George Manson murders. Pardon me, the Manson murders, and I know you were actually involved in some of that investigation, weren't you?
I knew Maury Terry, and I did quite a bit of the work on research on the West Coast, and helped him out as a good Samaritan. I didn't gain any financial remuneration from it, but you know, it was my job, my duty to step forward when something like that occurs. And that Ultimate Evil was a fantastic book. I was the one who identified there was a fellow, a satanic cult killer named Bill Mincer. He was known as Charles Manson II. And I was partly responsible for him going to jail for life for the murder of Roy Radin, the producer from Long Island, New York, who came to Los Angeles. And Bill Mincer, a fellow named Lowe and LaMotta, and a woman named Lonnie Jacobs, took him for a ride about 65 miles north of Los Angeles in a canyon, and he got out, and they shot and killed him, and then they put a stick of dynamite in his mouth, and of course there wasn't much left of him after that. But what happened is Maury's source was Sam Berkowitz out of New York City, and Sam was one of the Son of Sams, where they had the series of murders of young couples who were, you know, be sitting in the car smooching and having, I guess everybody's normal, one time or another, smooched with a girl in the car when they were young teenagers. And the Son of Sam's were going along and murdering these kids in New York City. And so that was basically it. And Sam Berkowitz was convicted of the trial, of the crime. But there were other people involved. Like I said, Bill Mincer was involved. And Berkowitz told Maury Terry, and Maury Terry was in constant contact with Berkowitz, that at the scene of the Roy Raid murder, there was a Bible that had been placed under a scrub pine. And so Maury and I went out to the scene, and Sam Berkowitz said it was within 10 feet of where the body was found, where he was shot and killed. He shot with a shotgun. And sure enough, here under this scrub pine was a Bible turned to Isaiah 20, I think it is, and verse 13, something, 20 or 22 and 13, drink of the blood, eat of the flesh. You know, that's satanic all the way. They eat the flesh. They kill people. There's, like I said, there's 50 to 60,000 human sacrifices a year in this country by this element that's very active. And I've had other, and then of course that, because of the publicity I've received, people have just come forward from all walks of life and given me more information.
Hold that thought. I think it's important for people to understand this is not imaginary, it's real. But, of course, any effort to try to bring this out, well, you'll have the CIA coming out with their false memory syndrome organization. You'll have the CIA sending their agents out to say, oh, there are no satanic crimes here. It's all played down. It's only in Hollywood. You see this sort of thing. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's very real in America today. You go right ahead.
Yes.
Go right ahead, Ted.
Oh, okay. Fine, Doctor. Anyway, that was the story.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Information is available in the book we carry entitled The Satanic Crimes, because that's really what it is. If you'd like to see what goes on at the Bohemian Grove, we carry Alex Jones' excellent DVD. He actually snuck in the Bohemian Grove with a television camera, video camera hidden, and he risked his life to get these pictures. But you'll see the world leaders there in their robes and their hoods and their candles are carrying out this so-called feigned human sacrifice in front of the Owl of Moloch, a satanic symbol. And we have the information publications from the Bohemian Grove. I don't think anybody else has ever had them. And the fly page, they write, "We revere the owl. We revere the owl." Of course, that is the symbol of Satan. and because these are the Bohemian Grove, and almost all of our major political leaders have been there. They may not all understand it, but some of them do. They understand the satanic nature of what it's about. Now, Ted then was, of course, talking about the so many of the things that are going on today that really are poorly understood, but he's been on the front lines of this battle for many years, pointing out that there is an element within the Federal Bureau of Investigation involved in child abduction. I think the CIA probably even more so. A child abduction and used for pedophilia right here in the United States. Ted is talking about the assassination squads that are operating here in the United States, and if you have any doubt, we have a great new four CD set called Deadly Assassins, where you'll actually hear interviews with three people who have been trained and worked as assassins right here in the United States. Well, at least the two people, let's see, we have Chuck Tatum, and of course we have Chip Tatum. Is it true that Chip was killed?
Well, I've heard that. I've never been able to confirm it, Dr. Stan. I had a two-hour interview with him. By the way, I hope you're carrying some of my interviews. You're welcome to anything that I have on my site to distribute them, Dr. Stan. But I have a two-hour extensive interview with Chip Tatum, and he tells all. He was 25 years black operation. We call it black operation, the covert element in the government.
Would you mind if we package those and put them out to my ministry?
No. Anything I have, Dr. Stan, is yours.
All right. God bless you. I really appreciate that.
This is not about copyright. This is not about my work, or I don't want you to copy. No, this is all about trying to save our country and getting the word out, you know, and exposing these people. No, anything I have is yours, Dr. Stan.
Well, God bless you. I really appreciate that, and because we do have an access opportunity to get a lot of material out, and material that people can't get elsewhere, they can get to our site. But Ted has an awful lot of great information. In fact, he's got great big piles of DVDs he sent me. Haven't had a chance to look at them all, but one day maybe we'll get somebody in who here can help us get them cataloged and get them ready for distribution. I know that you have that interview with a woman who is part of the group that part of the satanic group that actually killed Captain Jeffrey McDonald's wife and children. Of course, the government, the cover-up for the satanic activities, sent Captain McDonald to prison, and he's been there for, what, 25, 26 years?
More than that, he went in prison. The murders occurred in August 1979, and he was arrested shortly thereafter. February 17, 1970 was when the murders occurred, and the trial was in 1979. He was out on bail throughout that period. He was arrested shortly after the murders in 1970. And then he was tried and convicted, and then he went to jail for a year, and the defense filed an appeal. And so he was out for a year, and then we lost at the appeal, and they arrested him again. He's been in jail ever since 1980, so you're looking at 30-some years.
And basically an innocent man sent to prison to cover up for the activities of this satanic cult. But they can't let the American people know that this sort of thing really goes on in the United States today. And when we get back, maybe we can talk a little bit about Captain Jeffrey McDonald, and of course the information that Ted was able to get, and actually get a confession from a woman who was there. And, of course, subsequently, a U.S. Marshal has come forward and confirmed this woman's story. And the fact that the prosecutor knew about it while the trial was going on, and yet he told this woman, if you dare to tell that in trial, I will try you for murder. And so they sent an innocent man to prison, and he's still there, and they know he's innocent, and he'll probably never get out. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We've got Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Good evening. I'd like to present two thoughts and ask Mr. Gunderson to comment. One is that evil has to feed off of good. So what you have in the world, you have the forces of good, which are also creativity, you know, coming from God originally, and that the evil, which is not creative except in a negative sense, feeds off of the good. And a second thought I'd like to put in, because I'm calling from my car, and then you can give me your answer off the air. There's a father, John Carapi, who's on the EWTN network, and before he became a priest, he was a drug dealer, and although he had been raised as a Catholic, and he said in one of his talks, for those of you folks who do not believe in Satan or in an evil world, he said, let me tell you, when he was in Hollywood and large shipments of cocaine were coming in, the particular drug dealer, who happened to be from Iran, but that's beside the point, would call in the Satanists to bless the cocaine before it was put on the street, to actually curse it, so that not only would it do its bad work, but it would curse the people that were taking it on the streets. So, and I'll take my answers off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Don't go, Mr. Herman. Are you still there?
No, I think we lost Herman.
I'd like to find out what his occupation is.
No, I know Herman. Herman actually runs a custodial facility in the Carmel area. He's a friend of ours. He's a producer in one of our programs.
Okay. I was just curious about that. No, of course, see, he's 100% right. Evil does feed off of good. But the thing that we have to understand is that God is really in command. And it's difficult for most of us who are good people, like you, Dr. Stan and Herman, I'm sure, to understand how God allows this to take place. And I don't have a good, solid answer for that. Do you, Dr. Stan?
No, I do not pretend in any way that I understand God, but I believe he is just. I believe he allows these terrible things to happen because he's trying us, and we should be involved. And I believe men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I think that we are called to stand against these evil forces and do the best we can. I know you've been doing it for many years, and I've been doing it for a long time, too. We'll be back in just a moment with Ted Gunderson here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Ted Gunderson. And we're talking during the break here about the battle between good and evil. How do we understand the battle between good and evil? Let me tell you, the people have been trying to understand this since the beginning of recorded time. The Zoroastrians believed that there was a good God, a God of good, light, a God of darkness, a good God, an evil God. And certainly the Gnostics believe there are two gods. The only trouble is that they worship the evil God rather than the good God. Philosophers have tried to understand why would a loving God allow evil to happen. You know, does he have two natures? Is he both good and evil? I don't believe that, but I can't say that I understand why God allows horrible things to happen to good people and to little children. But I believe that we have been placed in this world for a purpose. I believe that, I hope that many people out there will be motivated to become educated and then join us in this battle. A battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I would just point out that something that affected me many years ago when I heard it, it was a saying, upon one man's life it hath fallen, a light that doth not depart. And a look or a word he hath spoken wrought a flame in another man's heart. And I just hope that what Ted is talking about tonight, what we talk about here 5 hours a day, will light a flame in the heart of some of our listeners, and they will join us in this struggle. And soon, of course, we will have more and more and more people join us in this struggle. I have to remember that wonderful song we used to sing about, give me 10 men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. So boulder to boulder and shoulder to shoulder, we fight as we go to the foe. But then let stout-hearted men get together, man to man. And I just hope there are enough Americans out there who will have the courage to join Ted and I in this truly a classic battle, because it is a battle, as Herman said, between good and evil. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ted, I want you to get your website out so people would know how to get your material.
Yes, it's our website is free, F-R-E-E-V-I-A mail, freevmail.com, F-R-E-E-V-I-A-M-A-I-L.com. I want to mention something else, Dr. Stan. First of all, we are in it's a spiritual war that we're in. This is what it's all about. It's the bottom line. Speaking of the Bohemian Grove, my first webmaster was murdered. My second webmaster, Chris Jones, went up to the Bohemian Grove two summers in a row to work as a regular common employee, not involved in the ceremonies, of course. And he took pictures while he was there, and then he came back to Southern California. And right now I'm in Nebraska, by the way, but I divide my time between Nebraska and Southern California. And Chris came back and put the pictures he'd taken at Bohemian Grove on my website, and also on his own website and other websites. In the meantime, last year, he was arrested for child molestation, and he was accused of molesting five children. And they subsequently dropped two charges and ended up with three children. And so, of course, him being my webmaster and a good friend of mine, I came to his rescue as best I could. And I reviewed all the police reports. I reviewed the police interviews with the three children. And I critiqued it, the police investigation. And not one of these children claimed that he touched them. He never touched them. In fact, they said, just see how he never touched them. But he did make a mistake, because of these children, these three children, he had been a babysitter at one time for like three and a half years. And what happened is the father would get up and go to work 2:30 in the morning, a single father, and Chris would take the kids to school in the morning at 8:30 and then pick them up in the afternoon. So it was his job. But they were horsing around, and Chris ended up having a little strip poker game with them on one occasion in 3.5 years. And the kids that stripped down to their shorts did not go any further. Chris did not participate in it. He just dealt the cards. And he was just horsing around. The jury convicted Chris of child molestation, and he is right today serving 3 years. He did not touch any of those children. But I, of course, testified for about 2.5 hours on his behalf, and absolutely it was a kangaroo court all the way. During the middle of the trial, Chris was free, and we had his witnesses coming in and testifying as to his character. I testified, as I mentioned. In the middle of the trial, one of his witnesses, a young lady who was a friend of his, came up and they hugged outside in the hallway. And the bailiff saw it, told the judge. The judge had Chris arrested. And the last 9 days of the trial, Chris was in jail. They did not allow him to shave, did not allow him to brush his teeth. It was an outright clear-cut civil rights violation. And then, as I said, he was convicted of this child molestation, which he did not do a thing. But this shows the power that they have in the courtroom. And, of course, the judge was not very happy about me. And the prosecutor, the first thing they have to do to me, Dr. Stan, is they have to discredit me if they can. And the way he tried to discredit me is he started talking to me after I'd testified on cross-examination. He started talking to me, and he said, now you believe in a conspiracy in Oklahoma City. You believe in a conspiracy in 911. It was a real rapid summary of the results of my work and my investigation on the Internet, and would not allow me to talk. And this is the way he tried to discredit me. And anyway, I did the best I could for Chris. It just didn't work out. Now, in the meantime, my third webmaster, Clarence Malcolm, he has been, he was in Oklahoma here a year or so ago, and he was on a riverbank with his wife and child. They were vacationing down there. And a man walked out of nowhere, started talking about UFOs, and all of a sudden a number of flies appeared, and the man said to Clarence, hold still, the fly on you, and he slapped him in the back of the head with an open palm, and Chris almost, and then the man left, and Chris almost immediately became ill, and we had it, he was ill for a long time, and we had it diagnosed as uranium-235. So they gave, not Chris, but Clarence Malcolm, uranium-235. His wife almost immediately noticed when he got sick, looked at the back of his head, and here were two little prick marks, little red marks on the back of his head. That's not the end of it. He and I had moved from Las Vegas to Claytonia, Nebraska in 2005 because we were being poisoned, and I had blood tests and laboratory tests to prove that I had arsenic and cyanide in me. They were pumping it in through the condominium next door in the air ducts. And so we're in Claytonia, a small town of 296 people, Nebraska, and we would, Malcolm would go down to the post office a block away every morning, get his mail and bring it back, get our orders and fill them up on this freeviamail.com, of course. And there was a blazer, SUV, not a blazer, but an SUV down there, and it was black and it had tinted windows. And he, one time, this is after he was hit with uranium-235, he was walking down to the post office, he came out of the post office, came back to our house, and he got hit in the back with a beam of some sort, an energy beam. And then the truck, the SUV disappeared, and we had that diagnosed. It was an energy beam that destroyed the membranes around the nerves. That protect the nerve, and so he was ill for quite a while on that, in that situation. So he's been attacked also. And then most recently, there have been anonymous phone calls to the police claiming that in where we live now, which is Beatrice, Nebraska, claiming that we were holding a child hostage. And this has happened within the last couple of weeks, by the way. By the way, Malcolm was able to overcome the uranium-235. We found an individual who could cure that, and he's gradually been able to overcome the being shot with the energy beam, but he still has after effects to it. But in the meantime, some woman from California, in fact, I'll tell you who her name is, Virginia McCullough, who publishes the articles, News Making News, is contacting the district attorney in our county, Gage County, Nebraska, and claiming that Malcolm is doing all kinds of nasty things to this little 8-year-old child, his stepdaughter. And, of course, Malcolm's married to this little child is Anna. I call her Anna Banana. She's a cutie. And then the mother is Linda. And so the police have come to our house. Malcolm is afraid because it's a known fact, Dr. Stan, throughout the country that Child Protective Services will come in on an anonymous phone call and take that child away. The child goes into the system, adopted, a foster home, and then adopted, and nobody knows how to get a hold of the child or what happens to him. In fact, there were some 900 children who disappeared into the system in Florida here in recent years, and also several hundred in Los Angeles, California. Nobody knows what happened to them. But anyway, Malcolm's afraid of that, so Malcolm picked up and he left. He left overnight. But this is my third webmaster, and he's under attack, constant attack. And, of course, I am too. I've been able to weather the storm. I, in addition to being poisoned with uranium and with, not uranium, but arsenic and cyanide, I've been had several attempts on my life. In fact, Bill Mintz, the fellow I mentioned on the show earlier, came into my living room in 1986 and waited for me to come home for some 5 hours that particular night. Through divine intervention, I did not go home. This is this evil, evil element, this spiritual war that we are involved in. But I point out, by the way, the police and the district attorney in Gage County And Malcolm was charged, had been previously charged with a suspended driver's license, and he failed to, he won't go into court. He refused to go into court because he knows, he feels they're corrupt. And so they issued a warrant for his arrest. Now, he's a fugitive right now. He's been issued a warrant for his arrest for failure to appear on a suspended driver's license ticket, a normal routine ticket. And so this is the life of my webmaster and of my life also. So it's not been a pleasant journey, but we have to, as we said earlier, we have to keep going forward and doing what we feel we have. We must do our conscience and let our conscience be our guide.
Well, Ted is going to, with God's help, is going to be at the conspiracy conference. It's going to be on the June 6th and 7th, or 5th and 6th, I think it's 5th and 6th, up in Santa Clara. And he'll be speaking, I'll be speaking, I'll have the first speech on Saturday morning there at the conspiracy conference. If you want more information, you can call us and or you can simply go up on the Internet and go to conspiracycon.com. www.conspiracycon.com and get all the information there and try to get a good number of people out. Brian Hall is doing a good job of getting this put together, and certainly we will have a table there. We'll have all of our items, but Ted will be there as well, God willing. And I think, Ted, the only thing that's kept you alive is the Lord. And I believe without the Lord's help and the prayer of really thousands of our listeners, why, of course, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing and have survived 47 years, because so many of the people who've been with me at one time or another have died under very mysterious circumstances. And we've seen our own set of tragedies, but we plug along because we think this is what we're supposed to be doing. I could be out playing golf or having a good time or traveling, but instead of that, I spend 5 hours every day behind the microphone so that I can interview people like Ted Gunderson, who I believe to be an honest man who's trying to do the Lord's work and trying to get the word out. So I hope many of you out there will put in a prayer for Ted and pray for him regularly for his provision and his protection. Again, that conference is on June 5, 6. It's Saturday and Sunday. You're going to have to be there early in the morning because I'll be speaking at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and I hope that you'll want to hear what I have to say. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or I'm sorry, our telephone number, if you want to call it, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, the other 800 numbers if you want to get our products. But 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you would like to talk to Ted. And we have somebody on the line. Let's see if they want to come through. Lots of times people are a little afraid to come on the telephone and on the program, but they will call in with a question. So if you would like to talk to Ted before we let him go, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Oh, we got Herman back again. Hi, Herman. How are you doing? I have another question.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sten and Ted, for sharing your very sobering assessment. One final comment that Father Carapi made, and he has been under attack as well. He had to move up to Montana. But he said, the reason God allows these kinds of evils is to draw a greater good out of it in the end. And I think when I heard him say that, that is one of the most profound statements. God allows these things to happen. There are mysteries in life, but to draw a greater good out of it in the end.
And I think the other thing is, of course, Herman, that most people don't feel that they need God. We live in a wonderful, affluent country. We've lived a wonderful life. It's only when times get bad that people are going to begin looking for answers and will turn to God. And I really believe that that is why God is allowing the terrible things to happen that are happening today, and He's allowing the terrible things that He has allowed in the past, whether it be the Holocaust, the wars, I mean, what the evil people have done in taking us into unnecessary wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and, of course, certainly the Vietnam War and the Korean War and the Second World War and the First World War and the and the Philippine-American War and the Spanish-American War, things that most people don't even understand. All of these were unnecessary, and of course, in the Philippine-American War, the American forces were directly or indirectly responsible for the death of between 500,000 and 2 million Filipinos. And you will never hear this discussed in America. But, you see, we are responsible indirectly because we're not involved. And you have to be involved, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest this evening, Ted Gunderson, will be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Herman, God bless you. Thank you for what you said. Well, Ted, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
.net/Ted Gunderson. We sell books on eBay and it's a very interesting concept. It's the only concept of its kind in the multi-level program. So I'd urge your people to take a look at it. It's on our website, worldlightfunding.net/Ted Gunderson.
God bless. Thanks very much, Ted. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
And my pleasure. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was, of course, Ted Gunderson. And, of course, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America listening to us and you're in a position to help and you'd like to join us in this epic struggle, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do carry the book. the Satanic Crimes, and we have a 4-CD or a set. I'm not sure whether it's available in tape, but I think it's available in, certainly in CD and probably in tape on Satanic Crimes. We carry the book, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. We carry the book, Hostage to the Devil, written by Malachi Martin, and a 4-tape set of interviews with Malachi Martin, certainly one of my favorite people before he died. Many people question whether there may have been some foul play there. I'm not in a position to say one way or the other. But he certainly was an outspoken critic of the satanic organizations working in the Vatican itself. And here's a Catholic priest, a man, of course, who dedicated his whole life to our Lord, talking about the satanic ceremonies held in the basement of the Vatican. And you'll hear that in my talk with him on Windswept House, on our 4-tape set. And then, of course, we have, of course, a 4-tape set on the supernatural and the book that goes with that, The Beautiful Side of Evil. We have a 4-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. You need to get this information. You need to understand what's going on today. We actually have a new DVD. It's called Deadly Assassins, where you'll actually hear several people who have been trained as assassins talking on our program. That's Deadly Assassins. There's an interview there with Mr. Wilcox, who actually had done the research on the plan to kill General Patton. We carry the book Target Patton, and you'll actually hear the interview with Roger Wilcox on our 4-tape set, Deadly Assassins. And of course, the whole idea was to kill General Patton because they couldn't allow him to come home, to tell the American people that the General Marshall and General Eisenhower had cut off his gasoline, and so they did not want the war to end, the Second World War. They wanted to prolong it for many, many months, which they did unnecessarily. General Patton, had he had not cut off his gasoline, he would have done a direct sweep right into the heartland of Germany. He would have taken all of Berlin and probably most of Eastern Europe. Germans were fighting because they wanted to surrender to the Americans, not to the communists. But, of course, that was not the agenda of the people working in Washington, D.C. That's the 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. And then, of course, we have so much material. If you'd like to get one of our catalogs, so just go up on the website radio and look at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. You can listen to our archive programs, our live programs, our blog, our MP3. They're there. Please get the information and help us get it out across America. And then, of course, we hope many of you will be interested in some of the health products we carry. If you have not yet laid in a supply of long-term food, you need to have that. If you'd like to get a Berkey water filters, they're available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Good night.
From the mountain to the prairie.